Democrats in revolt, the White House ballroom, and a doxing escalation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is facing what multiple sources describe as a genuine leadership revolt. Democratic nominees in competitive Senate races are openly declining to express support for his continued leadership, a political signal equivalent in Washington terms to leaving a colleague to drown. Critics point to his handling of earlier budget negotiations, where many members felt he capitulated too early and extracted too little, alongside generational frustration with a leadership cohort that rose in the 80s and 90s now navigating the conflicts of a different era. An unusual legal dimension has emerged in Nebraska, where Attorney General Hilgers joined a lawsuit seeking to compel the state Democratic Party to name a replacement for Cindy Burbank, who withdrew as the party's Senate nominee. The legal theory? That ballot access laws create an enforceable obligation on a party to field a candidate, is regarded by most election law scholars as a thin argument, but its pursuit by the state's chief law enforcement officer gives it procedural weight that a private lawsuit would lack. The White House's $400 million ballroom renovation project faces an August 21st court deadline. Attorney General Todd Blanche has argued that existing law already authorized the project, invoking a statute granting broad presidential discretion over White House maintenance and renovation, a reading that most appropriations lawyers would contest when applied to a project reportedly $200 million beyond its original scope. The week's most alarming domestic development on press freedom grounds came when the White House communications shop, following a contentious exchange with CNN, published personal information about a CNN reporter's children, invoking them by name in an official communication. Previous administrations of both parties had treated that line as inviolable. Separately, Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein was the subject of a St. Louis arrest warrant after failing to appear for a scheduled hearing on misdemeanor charges stemming from a pro-Palestine protest at Washington University during the 2024 campaign.